Detective Dogs Go Global. As the sun goes down over the Zimbabwe plains, wild animals look for dinner. Lions stretch and yawn as they wake from their daytime sleep. But the lions aren't the only ones on the prowl. Three men have entered the wildlife refuge illegally, their guns ready to take down rare endangered rhinos. Exported to China or Vietnam, a rhino horn can bring in more than $200,000. Tonight, though, the poachers may not get their wish. Two sleek tracker dogs, Polaris and Rogue, follow their scent and quickly sniff them out. Their handler, Samuel, and other rangers are close behind. The poachers panic and give up. The rangers capture them and recover their dangerous arms. That's one less violent gang now threatening the lives of the many endangered animals living in the park. Kenya is not the only country where dogs play a powerful role in combating poachers and saving wildlife. Canine units are on the ground with their handlers, protecting other animals and places from Botswana and Zimbabwe to Guwahati in northern India. In 2016, a British dog instructor named Daryl Pleasance started an organization called Animals Saving Animals that trains dogs and handlers in countries around the globe. Sometimes dogs even get to ride with their handlers in helicopters to the scene of a wildlife crime. What makes the dogs such great detectives? We can start with their superpowered sense of smell. Dogs have noses that are about 40 times more powerful than the human nose. Dogs can help scientists discover where endangered animals are hiding by smelling them out. Then the scientists can protect the animals better. Other dogs use their noses to track the poachers and help rangers capture them. Still other dogs put their noses to work detecting wildlife parts being exported, such as rhino horns, tiger and leopard skins, and ivory. Then local police can arrest the people involved in this illegal trade. Their great sense of smell gives dogs the ability to sniff out poachers at night. They are also very fast and strong. In the past, different dogs had different jobs. Handlers trained some dogs to search, others to track, and still others to attack. This meant valuable time was lost in the battle against poachers. Now, however, Pleasance trains dogs to do all three jobs. One kind of dog he likes to work with is the Belgian Malinois, which is similar to a German Shepherd. These dogs are smart, quick, and have a powerful bite. They make up many police and military canine units, and even help the Secret Service guard the White House. Before they can go to work, the dogs receive months of intensive training. They learn to stay calm under gunfire or in thick smoke. The dogs' handlers are trained as well. For example, they learn to keep the dogs sharp by giving them a break every hour while they are working. Pleasance says that is very important because a dog will be as good as its handler. What's next? Drum is a new trainee at Animals Saving Animals. He is not a Belgian Malinois, though. He is a Springer Spaniel training to detect guns and explosives. In a few more months, he'll travel to the Ol Payeta refuge in Kenya, where he'll become the newest member of the canine team, fighting poachers and saving animals.